It's the Rangers and Mariners Saturday getting ready for a Father's Day Sunday. Texas would have another big game. They would start things in the bottom of the first. Second and third, two outs. Yovani Gallardo starting for Seattle. Carlos Gomez would start a hit parade.
0-2 pitch, and that one is rolled up the middle, base hit. Beltre's in, Odor on his heels. A two-run single for Carlos Gomez. And what a start this afternoon for the Rangers.
One ball, one strike. The pitch to Knapp. There's a swing and a high drive deep left field. Camel is back. He's at the wall. And that ball is history. Career home run number 250 for Mike Napoli. And the Rangers lead it 5-0 in the first.
3-2 again. And here's the pitch. Swung on and a high drive at the center field. Hit well. Back goes Gomez. He turns and he looks. And that is gone up at the top of Greens Hill. That's a monster home run by Mike Zunino. A three-run shot, and the Ranger lead is cut to 5-4.
Yovani Gallardo really settled down. As now Odor swings and launches this one high in the air. Deep to right field. Gone! 12th home run of the year. And Rougned Odor has added to the Rangers' lead. It's a 6-4 ball game. Of Carlos Gomez and Mike Napoli, both coming off the disabled list yesterday, definitely changes the look of this Rangers lineup now. And this ball hit well. Out to left field. Gamble can only look. It is out of here! A massive blast by Napoli. Good for two more. His 13th of the year.
The Rangers make it 7 out of their last 8, beating Seattle for the second straight day by a 10-4 score. For the Rangers, it's their first back-to-back double-digit scoring games of the season. Martin Perez wins. He allows 7 hits, striking out 5, and walk 2. Mike Zunino with 3 more RBI for the Mariners, giving him 22 in the month of June, a team record for catchers in a month. For the first time this season, the Rangers have back-to-back double-digit scoring games, 10-4 once again on Saturday over Seattle. Here's Texas manager Jeff Banister.
Look, I mean, Mike Napoli, huge day today. What, 4 RBI, 2 home runs. Look like the Mike Napoli that we all know. So I think more than anything else, it's just the continued attack in those two innings that continued to allow us to put runs on the board. But just the attack on runs were huge for us today. Up and down the lineup, competitive at bats, early first inning. I think that, what we were down, all those runs in the first came with 2 outs, I believe. Guys just trying to take what Gallardo was giving them. And I mean, we know Yo pretty well, but still got to go out and execute. And I thought our guys did a great job there in the first.
You talked a couple of times since the Carlos and Knapp have come back about it's nice to have their names, to play to their names is what you needed to happen, and to get the games that you've gotten out of those two, these first two games back, how big is that?
They're huge. And to your point, to get them to play to the name on the back, who they are, what they are, it's huge. And that, look, today we had Lucroy in the 8-hole and Gallo in the 9th, 2 guys that, in Lucroy's case, had been hitting 4th and 5th, and had to be a centerpiece of the lineup. And with Gallo's case, he's kind of been up and down that lower tier part of that lineup. But when you think about the production he's gotten out of his at bats and Lucroy, to be able to insert Gomez and Knapp and have them come back and do what they did is crucial for us going forward. We need that up and down the lineup. We need that lineup to be lengthened out. Look, we set a guy today in DeShields had been nothing more than a run scorer, run producer for us, is hitting close to 300. And so, look, it's crucial for all those guys, especially those veteran guys.
Jeff, in these first two games, there seems like quite a few balls were hit directly at your defense. Great defensive placement. Is that a tip of cap tip a cap to your advanced scouts, or did you notice that?
Yeah, we noticed that. It's a great question. Answer is yes. However, it's up to the pitcher to be able to execute pitches. When he executes pitches, you get the hitter to hit the ball to your defense. That's the difference maker. We can put guys on the field wherever we want to. It's about getting the pitcher to execute so that these guys were better served when they're making pitches.
And how big is it that Adrian was able to avoid the disabled list?
Huge. Look, that's heartbeat of our lineup. Not only in the batter's box, but out on the defense also. For him to be able to walk to the mound and calm some guys down, settle some things down on defense. His instincts, his eyes, what he brings is irreplaceable.
Mike Napoli clubbed two of the Rangers' four home runs of the game. Here's Napoli after Saturday's win.
I was feeling really good before I got hurt. I had a lot of time to think about my swing and try to remember everything I was doing. And when I started getting going again, I just was doing the same things. I went to the rehab game and it felt just all right, but I felt good enough to where I felt like I could come back here and compete. Last night I had a couple of bats that was, in between, but the last couple of bats I felt good. And coming into today, I felt really good, working with Mash and him seeing, what I like to do and just working on it and keep going forward. So I felt good today, put some good swings on pitches up and it's where I need to be.
And then finally for you guys as a team to be now back above 500 and a chance to kind of get something going.
Yeah, we got some additions back. We get Tyson Ross, who threw a gem last night. And we know we're a good team. We just got to get out there and be able to stay on the field, stay healthy, and play as a team. The past 10 games have been really good and what we expect to do on the field.
In the series finale Sunday, Yu Darvish starts for Texas against Christian Bergman of Seattle.